Hi, this is Tony Ajay. I want to talk to someone who feels like they are right at the edge of something new. You've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been doing the work. Deep down, you know that something is shifting. But hey, whenever you're close to a new season, offense will come. And it's not by accident. It's like an assignment. It might be someone testing your patience, someone moving funny around you, someone saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. You feel overlooked, you feel misunderstood, you feel disrespected. And your first instinct is to react, but you need to pause. You see that moment right there? That is the trap. Because the enemy knows that he can't stop what God has planned for you. So what does he do? He tries to get you to stop it yourself by getting triggered, getting emotional, extremely emotional, and then stepping out of position. When you're easily triggered, you are easily defeated. Offense will make you act beneath your true self. You start doing and saying things that are below you. But in the moment, it feels justified because you're not thinking spiritually, you're reacting emotionally. And then afterward, you're like, why did I even let that get to me? That's what offense does. It clouds your judgment. It makes you forfeit future things, future opportunities, just to feel better for about 30 seconds to a minute. Meanwhile, you're still praying for a miracle, but God already said yes. Now the test is, can you stay focused? Can you stay in character? Or are you going to let your situation beyond your control drag you back into old patterns? This is where a lot of spiritual warfare actually happens. It's not in the big dramatic battles, but in small everyday decisions to stay unoffended. So here's what I think. As much as it lies within your power, stop overanalyzing issues that don't matter. Stop rehearsing what someone said or what someone didn't say or what they did or what they didn't do. Carry face. Keep it moving. Decenter yourself. Do not give drama a chance in your life. Instead, center the word of God. Meditate on God's faithfulness. Shift your focus from who and what hurts you to what God is doing in your life and what God is doing through you. Proverbs 25 in verse 28 says, a person without self-control is like a city with broken walls. This means that you can be gifted, anointed, favored, and still be spiritually exposed if you can't control your spirit. Proverbs in chapter 29 verse 11 says, a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise person holds them back. There's wisdom in knowing when to speak and when to just be quiet and let God handle it. The next level requires more than prayer. It requires restraint. So protect your peace, guard your spirit, stay unoffended. Don't let something small cost you something big. You're too close. I hope this word blesses someone today. Have a wonderful week ahead and God bless you. Bye.